Hello and welcome to Big Trouble in Little Podcast, your weekly home for all things entertainment. This week, we got a lot of sequels to talk about and maybe a couple of sequel movies that we watched. Before we get into any of that, I'm your host, Joseph Lessel. I'm alongside here with Ricky Marticelli.
Heyo.
And we're down a guy because I think he's going to the place that John Denver told you to go home. You know, yeah, take him home.
That's not the right Virginia. He definitely went to the wrong Virginia.
South Virginia? Is that or South or Carolinian?
Yeah, that's. I mean, he did think it was going to take him 10 hours to get across the country. So God knows, God only knows where he actually ended up.
We will never know. We will never know. Yes, the news this week, it's just a ton of movie sequels being announced or upcoming down the line in the near futures. One, Spider-Man 4 is starting to, filming at the beginning, end of the year. This should be getting 4. If I recall, it's talking about how Peter Parker is going to basically be no longer... He's going to be more invested as Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's kind of like the OG Spider-Man story where it's just Spider-Man on his own in New York.
Yep.
No money.
Well, he somehow got the apartment. I don't know how, you know.
But yeah, but it's like that shit apartment. It's like he got a nice apartment.
And, you know, only thing I hope for is the guy for the landlord rent money from the original Tobey's. If he's in it, then I'm all fine. Justin Lin, the director of the Fast and Furious franchise, is being eyed to be the director.
That's weird.
So
I thought you said they already started shooting. They don't have a director yet?
No, not yet.
That's confusing.
Well, think about Fast 10. They filmed like 3 months worth of movie without a director until someone showed up at the last minute to be like, yeah, I think we're good. Like, yeah, sure.
I guess it is just a Marvel movie, so it's more just paint by numbers anyways.
Feige's there so he can be the director in that way of just you see the script, play by the book.
Go point A, point B, put some shitty jokes in there. Put it in the can. We're good to go.
Well, that's how, like, Anthony Mackie did an interview and they asked, like, how does it feel to film Marvel movies? And he's like, you got to play it by the script. There's no really, you know, I think maybe Robert Downey Jr. is the only one that could get away. This is me saying, like, Downey Jr. is the way to be able to quip, you know, more to get off script. But Mackie was like, yeah, you have to stick to script. And, you know, if they want to change it, they can change it. But, you know, we have to.
Him and Pratt, probably.
Yeah. Maybe Hemsworth. Now, more.
I wouldn't trust Hemsworth to ad lib.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I think he got the right with Ragnarok and then.
Yeah, well, that should probably be taken away.
So we have Spider-Man 4, Zendaya and Holland's going to be there. Zendaya not. You've seen the controversy with her in Euphoria 3, season 3. I didn't watch it, but
I saw that there's something about her. I didn't dive into what was going on with Euphoria season 3.
So they've done 2 seasons and they're supposed to go back to season 3. And
I know filming got delayed.
Filming got delayed to a point where they're like, you know, go do other work. And then we'll come back.
That sounds like a pretty classic HBO move.
But one of the people in the inside are thinking that that they might not come back because they think it's just you know, like, oh wait, we have to come back in a year or two to, you know, this is a high school show, but I guess it's gonna have a time jump, so you know why they're more adult, but who knows if it's even coming back?
It's probably popular enough, and HBO has been known to spread out their season releases before, so
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if it's fine. It's still a pretty popular show.
Sex and the City has made a comeback, so, or whatever they call it now on Max. Did you see the web short, the Spider-Verse short?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's a good 7 minutes on YouTube.
Is it just like in the middle of everything? Is it like before the
It's
second
before two.
movie?
Yeah, it's definitely before two, but it's a battle within, let's just say that, of what Miles is dealing with.
Interesting.
It's a great take on some stuff. I recommend it. Yeah, it's just on YouTube. It's by the they have the voice actors that play in the movie, so it's kind of cool to be like, okay, it's just not like it's a web short that they're muted or something, or you don't have to hear them talk, you just see them. It's like, no, it's legit, like they have the actors in it for a little bit, and so it's a good 7 minutes. Well, about five, because you get the like 2 minutes of the Marvel Sony, this is a Sony production. This is a made by Marvel.
Gotta get that in there.
Of course. So recommend going to see that. How do you feel about this, since you've watched more than I have? The Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a reboot.
It's weird. It's a weird way to do it. Granted, the like newest movies, I own the newest movie. Tried to watch it once and just like couldn't do it. Just like this kind of sucks and I'm out. Supposedly there was a really good like post-credit scene that was supposed to set things up, but in general, like it's kind of lost its way since the first three. I know not everyone loves the third movie, but I was pretty big on basically like all of the first three. And then I didn't mind At Stranger's Tide, I think is what it was, the fourth one. But it seems so weird to reboot it now, 'cause like it's still such a fresh franchise that it seems off to reboot it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I love the original first one. That was a great movie. The second one was okay. Third one, okay. I just have more bad blood with the second one because I saw it in the movie theater. And this is when we did not have reserve seating, and I was dead center of the movie theater, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, I can hold it, and then like an hour and a half later, it finally ended, and I was more in pain and all that,
They are
because we,
long movies.
yeah, and we I think we saw it on like a Friday night opening night, so the theater was packed, and I was like, I don't want to be that guy to be like, oh, God, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, and then come back. There was talks in 2022 to have Margot Robbie lead a female-led revamp of the franchise,
Yeah, they were
but
going to
that,
do an Ocean's 13 or an Ocean's 8.
yeah, they're doing both. They're supposed to do both. An Ocean's 8 that she was the parents of Bullock and Clooney, and then this Pirates reboot, but that got scrapped. So, I'm intrigued by the reboot franchise. I just don't know. Is it going to be like the Ghostbusters reboot of it hap the that this story already happened, or we're getting a fresh, fresh, like full on retake of, like, I don't
Yeah, like, are you
want,
just doing the first movie all over again? Because that would
like,
suck.
are we getting a new Jack Sparrow, but it's not Jack Sparrow, but it's Jack Sparrow. Like, oh, you're just a, an Etsy version of it. You're just
And
a
yeah, there's such a.
cosplay.
It's just so. Because the people who played them still aren't that much older.
Yeah.
So it's like, Keira Knightley's still out there and like. That's a really big person to have to fill their shoes. Johnny Depp is still out there. That's a really big person to have to fill his shoes. Oh my God, what's Barbosa's real name?
Orlando Bloom, or but
No, Barbosa, the
Barbosa, the
Jeffrey something.
You're on the right track.
But yeah, Orlando Bloom is big shoes to fill. Like, it's not like this was a B-rate movie with a B-rate cast. Like, this was a, like an all-star cast to have to recast.
Jeffrey Rush.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, he was fantastic. Like, you don't just reboot this and pull in new people to make it work. Like, I don't really see it succeeding
Yeah.
because there's going to be too many people like my wife who's just going to be like, why would I go? Like, I can just go watch the old one still. It seems weird.
It's just like the thing of like the new go the two new Ghostbuster movies get hate because they so do so much nostalgic for people, and I'm just worried like that's what I hate about newer sequels to older movies, because everyone's like, it's just so nostalgic, bit ridden and all that stuff of like, if we do the new Pirates, again, are we getting a Jack Sparrow, cosplayer? Is he going to be in the movie? Is he going, like, oh, there was the ship that he had, or like, how far of a reboot are we going to get? That is this before the original three, after, but years beyond?
Yeah, just like I'd be totally fine if they were just doing a movie like within the realm and like not touching like any of the original stuff. It's like, hey, we're gonna do a new Pirates movie, but it's gonna be like new cast, new story. We're just gonna move on from the original. I'd be like, that's fine. I love Pirates. Give me more Pirates. That's chill. But they attach the reboot name to it. I'm just like, oh, I don't know about this. Am I just
Yeah.
gonna get fucking the Star Wars sequels that don't actually exist again and just end up hating myself? God, because it would suck if they'd made Star Wars sequels that were basically just the original three movies over again in lower quality.
Yeah. I just it's gonna be interesting because of like you said, the original three people there, but you can make a story. Yeah, is the storyline, because isn't the Orlando Bloom character stuck on the ship or island, but after like 100 years, like some odd many years, he can leave it, right? Is that so? Are we going to get that he's off the island? You know what I mean? Like, what type of where are you going with this?
But they said it's a reboot. Like,
Yeah,
and a
but
reboot has a pretty big connotation where like nothing, like everything's gone.
it like with a reboot, it just depends on how if. Like, what type of reboot is it going to be? Because, like, when people said the Ghostbusters Afterlife was a reboot, so you're like, oh,
Yeah,
it's
I guess it's technically a soft, like
a
soft
soft
reboot.
reboot. Is this going to be a full reboot, soft reboot? Is this going to be like Spider-Man to The Amazing Spider-Man to Homecoming Spider-Man? Nothing else exists.
I feel like it was such a dumb thing to come out and say. Like, if you're not going to have more information behind it, I feel like you've already like done a lot of damage to yourself by making this statement. 'Cause now there's people like us who are like, what the fuck do they mean? Like, what's
Yeah.
going on? What are we doing?
Because
This will, like, I think the adage of any press is good press no longer actually works. Because if you get stuff that comes out and it's just like, oh no, it's gonna be bad. Like, you can kill yourself before you've even like gotten off the ground because you're not gonna generate any interest.
yep. It's like perfect example is like, look at Beetlejuice. When Beetlejuice got announced, everyone's like, is Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder going to be in it? And within like 2 weeks, it's like, yeah, they're back. They're on board to do the movie.
Yeah, like they put enough out there where like even people like me who are like, why are we doing this? Who is this for? Like, you knew everyone was back, and you're just kind of like in that wait and see mode. And
Yeah.
then you got the first trailer, and you're like, all right, fuckers, I'm in. You've done what you needed to do. But you do this, and I'm just like, I'm not going to search out any more information, really,
Yeah.
because you've kind of like made me not care.
Like, I'll wait for it to scroll across Twitter on, like, by the way, blah 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 has been announced to be the lead of the new Pirates movie. Because all what we've been talking about, all the information we have is that Jerry Bruckheimer, one of the producers of the movie, is like, yeah, we're doing another one. So
Yeah,
get ready for
that's
that.
yeah, it was an interesting choice, and I feel like it did a lot more damage than anything.
Yeah.
Especially for something like it is a very beloved franchise, and it's the only Disney franchise that has ever worked of trying to do it off of one of their rides.
Yeah.
Because we've had what, three or four iterations of Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
We've had
Jungle Cruise,
yeah,
which
we
is
had
supposed to get
Jungle
a
Cruise.
sequel. sometime down the line.
They made Tomorrowland and that
That
flopped
bombed hard. Yep.
horrendously. Like, they keep, like, Pirates work so well and they've tried to do it again and just haven't been able to pull it off. So it's just
It's going to be an interesting one.
see where they go with
Yeah.
this.
Because then, like, another sequel got announced, you know, a while back ago, but it's like now more confirmed, Top Gun 3. Like, it's announced that Teller, Tom Cruise, and Glenn Powell are all returning to this third movie.
Man, you don't make a million or a
A
billion
billion, yeah.
dollar movie and then not do a sequel. Like,
Yeah.
that's just, there's gonna be plenty of people, like our probably third member, if he was here, who would be like, you gotta give it time. It needs like to sit for a while. But like, dude, it made $1 billion. They're, of course, they're gonna make a sequel.
It's the what we talked about on the Fake Movie Experts podcast of how, in reality, Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick saved the movie theaters, saved movies, and of course, and it made a billion. So, like you said, of course, they're going to go straight to like, we got to make another one.
Well, especially when it's one of the few ones out there that's like going so heavy with like the least amount of CG that they need. So like those type of practical effects is like what people are searching for now. So what I want is, if we're doing this, give me Days of Thunder 2. Give me a new racing movie, Tom Cruise.
I would say, is Days of Thunder a Warner Brothers movie since Warner
I
Brothers is going after Tom Cruise and Timothy Chalamet
Oh, I
to
don't
be
think so. I think it's Paramount too. I think that was all
so.
like during Tom Cruise's Paramount run.
Oh yeah, because Warner Brothers are trying to get those actors, chew them up to spit out movies with their name under the title.
Timotei now gets to be a producer, even though he's kind of a mid actor in my book.
Yeah. By the way, hey, I don't know if you know this, but Legendary Fandango and Regal are teaming up with somebody, and they're going to give 10 free movie tickets, drinks, and popcorn to for a reward if someone watches Dune 2 over 20 times.
I mean,
So.
I feel like that's not that hard, but also not that good of a reward.
Yeah. Yeah, they all yeah. What is it? Yeah, some oh yeah, one of the Dune guys is a fan is just watching it over 20 times, so he's getting a reward for watching it. Like I'm one of those guys, like if there's a movie, you know, could I, you know, watch it so many times in the theater? And I honestly think maybe Maverick could have been one of those for me.
I mean, you saw it like 3 or 4 times in
Yeah.
theaters.
Yeah. But like doing the, you know, 10 plus type thing
See,
of
I don't know
like.
about that because I feel like I can only watch things so many times before I need to give it like a good amount of time before I watch it again.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a lot. And I'm someone who like can watch things over and over again, but like, that's a lot,
Yeah.
especially in theater.
Then with Top Gun 3 being announced, then announced Star Trek 4 with the 09 reboot cast.
Seems like such a weird announcement too, with like the constant rumors out there of Paramount being sold or like parts of CBS being sold, and like Star Trek might be a part of it that's getting sold. So it's like weird to announce that they're going to do a movie like right in the middle of them possibly selling. So like, what if it's the same thing like WB and like it gets bought and then just gets canned and then everyone just gets mad?
Yeah. Well, it's that they announced they're doing a fourth one. So it's the 09 cast. So it's the Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto cast with Zoe Saldana and Urban and Simon Pegg. And the last one was in 2016, Star Trek Beyond. I didn't mind the three movies of that cast. I know the second one.
That was the con one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it was.
They kind of all were just like, they're all fine.
Yeah.
They're not offensive in any way. They're all just kind of fine. It also seems weird to continue that Star Trek when you've started a whole new like realm, like on Paramount Plus. but you're going to keep doing this one to the side instead of just like.
Well, and you were saying like Star Trek Into the Darkness, the one like they ruin the plot twist in the trailer. It's like, come
Yeah.
on.
It's like, hey, look, Khan's back.
Yeah. However, like there's been so many talks of like this cast being like a Quentin Tarantino movie. Like he was rumored to be the director of this upcoming movie, and then you just hear it's going to be canned because you know, the first one came out 14 years ago. The la most recent one came out 8 years ago. So it's just like, okay, where do we go from here? Then who is it? HBO Max co-creators, the one of the screenwriters. So I was seeing who that guy would be. I don't know. I enjoyed the three. Like, I really enjoyed the first one, the reboot. You know, go through this rabbit hole, not that rabbit hole. But yeah, it's just kind of. But Beyond, it was one of those movies like I bought and then I watched it once, and I was like, "That's okay, like, that's fine." Not
Yeah,
a.
and I'm a Star Trek guy, and I'm still kind of just like, maybe we don't. Maybe build off of like the current realm you've already built or something instead of
Yeah,
this.
because they because I'm looking at the reports and I guess there was the director left to director this left to go direct the Fantastic Four movies, but then he left as well. So that's why this whole another prolong of a Star Trek project. So
Hey, it's not J.J. Abrams, so.
yeah, let's hope. He did those first three, and those lens flares were fan-not-tastic.
I don't want to watch anything. I don't want J.J. Abrams attached to my sci-fi ever again.
Yeah, I don't think he does much anymore. I just know he just.
I think he produces a lot now.
Yeah. What has he produced? Because I want to know if he stay away from anything I've watched.
I feel like his name got attached to something recently, and we were like, oh no.
He has two movies coming up. I've never, oh, TV shows, never heard of them. Producer, upcoming. Nothing I've heard of, so that's Untitled Superman Project.
Oh, that's what it was. He got attached to a Superman, and we were like, oh no.
Is this the rumor one of like him and maybe like Michael B. Jordan or
Yeah.
oh okay yeah no get away shoo fly we don't want you
Yeah, we heard him attached to that, and we were like, oh no.
I know we talked about last week how there's you know a sad day with the rumors of National Treasure 3 not happening but a report came out that one of the screenwriters is going to send Nick the script, and if he likes it, they're going to try to make the movie happen.
At this point, I'm not gonna care until something actually like
Yeah.
definitive happens. Been fucking blue balled about a National Treasure 3 for like half a decade now, and I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah, just get just let us let us announce it. You know, do a better thing than what pirates did and just say, "Yep, we're making a third one. Nick Cage is in it. You're gonna see it." But I don't know. And then,
I have nothing against doing a new National Treasure. I love those movies, but they've been so wishy-washy. And then they made that like TV series that no one cared about because it wasn't Nick Cage.
well, that can go into the discussion about what Disney owning everything and then not doing everything right. I'll look at the Mighty Ducks. Look at the Mighty Ducks TV show they did. The Mighty Ducks were the villains. They were the wolves? No.
They were basically, yeah,
Hawks.
the Blackhawks or
Hawks.
whatever. Yeah, the
Yeah. Yeah.
Hawks.
Something like that. Yeah. From their first movie. Like they were the, you know, they were long lived long enough to be the villain of the franchise. And it's like, what?
And it was like the chick from Gilmore Girls and stuff. I'm just like, I fucking don't care. This
And
is
then
stupid.
they did bring back Emilio and a lot of the cast members, but it was just like, I felt like from what I saw, I never watched the show, but from what I saw online and stuff, like it was side stories. You know, like here's the new cast, but we're gonna focus on the old cast for a while.
It was like in my current Star Wars rewatch where I'm watching the Boba Fett story and then suddenly I'm in a Mando story.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? On a second rewatch, this is really weird they made this decision.
Right? As the joke was going at how, you know, with the man with the with that Boba Fett, it's like it got better when Mando showed. Then I don't know if we discussed it, but it looks like Neve Campbell's returning to the Scream franchise since they lost all the other actors to the new reboot.
But like, why that doesn't matter now, right? Like you
Yeah.
were, I feel like they've killed Scream to the point where it just has to go away again now. Because I feel like if you release it now without either Ortega or the other lady, like, they're not gonna care. Like, young people aren't gonna care that Neve Campbell came back. That's not Scream to them now.
Yeah.
Ortega is Scream to them now,
Melissa
and
Barea and Ortega are Scream.
like, that's the Zoomers and Gen Alphas Scream members, and you've taken them away now. So I don't, and you took them away in a fashion in which is going to piss off people to not want to go see the movie. It's like it wasn't just that you didn't want to pay them or something. You made really weird decisions about them voicing something in a pretty like calm manner and firing them for it.
Yeah.
And as much as they want to like be like, oh no, Ortega just, it just didn't line up and she has other things going. Bullshit. She
No.
left because you fired her.
Yeah,
That's why your fucking director left too.
you fired the new Neve Campbell. You fired the new Sydney. You fired the new main star of your franchise, the leader of your franchise. You fired her over some dumb stuff.
And you left it on such an interesting twist of like, her being broken and like potentially going down that dark hole of becoming her dad, and you're just gonna be like, oh, nah, don't worry, brah. Neve Campbell's back.
Neve
No,
Campbell, Courtney Cox, and maybe Patrick Dempsey.
Cox is dead, isn't she?
No, she survived.
Oh, well, that makes me dislike that last movie even more now.
Yeah, so I guess that the those three from Dempsey was in Scream 3. Yeah. So him and I think they're probably married in the franchise, that's the idea. So
Oh,
bring
she
the
married the cop?
I'm going to assume if he's returning.
Yeah, that's true. That's a weird twist.
So I don't, it's just stupid. Like, when we started the fake movie experts pod, we enjoyed the Scream franchise. I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'll buy them all on 4K. I'll do this. I'll watch them. We've been to both the newest ones in theater. And then all this happened, and I'm like, like, I'll see it, but I'm not going to be like,
Yeah, like I'm kind of
hyped.
out on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I it's one to the point of like if we do some B's before, then that might get me to go to the theater instead of like I'll wait till the movie comes out on, Max or where show Paramount.
Because it was weird. I mean, and I think we talked about this at the time. We're like going into the movie, we're like, I can't believe they didn't play Neve Campbell. It's stupid. She's not going to be back. And then while there were flaws with the newest movie, I was like, you know what? I didn't really miss Neve Campbell not being there. It was
Yeah.
kind of okay with her just being like off living her life now.
Like they did the this and I think we talked about it too about like they did the stupid thing of like Sydney, she's okay, she's out of the tent, she's out of the country, and so that's why she's not in this movie, and now it's like what, she's going to be in Italy and hello Sydney, I found you again, like come on,
Like, yeah, you wrote her off, now you're writing her back just because you fired two people. Like, get fucked.
Yeah, again, I'm not as hyped when I was before. So we shall see what the what they go and let me see what the trailer gives me. They'll be like, okay. I'm still not hyped, but where are we
Yeah.
going with this franchise? Because this is Scream 7. So, and really, this is the fifth movie with Cox and Campbell.
And it kind of like when you didn't have Campbell, but you had Cox, it kind of made it feel like, man, Courteney Cox really brings nothing to this movie and isn't necessary and probably could have like gone away like Nev did.
Well, in the last one, the killer killed the boyfriend of hers, and she's like, huh, whatever.
Yo, that's right. Didn't give
Like,
two fucks.
no fucks. Like, yeah, shitty. I'll just pick another one up.
Yeah, it
Whatever.
wasn't Dewey, so.
Yeah, it's fine. She had more emotion when Arquette's character died than her current boyfriend in the movie. So like, ah, that's fine. Whatever. Cool. Later, dude. Deuces. Yeah, Scream 7, everybody. And then we got the Bad Boys 4 trailer. Still haven't seen the third one yet.
I feel like that came out of nowhere. I felt like I'd only kind of heard talks that they were going to do a Bad Boys 4. So to already be at a point where they could release a trailer, I'm like, wait, they're that far into this bitch already?
It's because I think they started filming or going to start filming like 2 years ago, and the Oscar slap happened 2 years ago, so they delayed filming for a while because they said like Will Smith's no longer doing any movies right now, and then I think they did it like since he's been so hush hush, or he's coming back to social medias, blah blah blah. But like during that time that we didn't talk about him or hear see what he's doing, I think he was filming this movie.
The trailer just had weird vibes to me. Like, it felt like very Bad Boys 2, but like, it's 2024, not when Bad Boys 2 got released. So I don't know if that really works anymore. Because, like, in the trailer, like, some dude's like holding up a store and Will Smith just like shoots him in the leg and stuff. I'm like, that seems like police brutality as they just leave to go where they want to go. I don't know if this like will really work in the in year 2024.
Yeah. Like I think it was just I think it was funny for the portion leading up to the shooting of the guy, I need to go to the bathroom. Okay, just go to the bathroom and is that a hot dog? Yep, I'll take one. It's just like Marcus, what are you doing? Let's go. And this is a hold up. I still need to watch the third one. I know the third man here saw it and he did not like it.
He tells us not to watch the third
Yeah, and he
one
tells
pretty
us not to.
vehemently.
Yeah, so I own it. It's right there on my board. So I'm just trying to
Well, we have been in need of a good old-fashioned movie day where we just watch a ton of movies in one day. So maybe that'll have to be a part of that.
Yeah, I have that. I got a lot of those 4Ks right there just waiting to be opened or watched or rewatched. And I can tell you that Bad Boys 3 is one that needs to be just it's open because I gave the digital code to my father, but to watching it, haven't watched it yet.
What we really need is we need a new like end of world movie, like world destruction movie, because we love those and those. And then we need like a trashy rock film, because that's always a part of it too. I guess we could do Jungle Cruise for that.
I haven't watched it, so
But I feel like that's not a trashy enough rock
yeah.
film. We need like a skyscraper-esque film. Cause I think that's what we watched last time we did that run, and we're like, you know what? This movie's not that bad.
We watched Skyscraper in a different time because the last time we did it, we did
Oh.
Rampage.
Yeah, and we were like, you know what? It's not that bad.
Did you see the trailer for Unfrosted?
No, it looked. I couldn't force myself to watch that trailer. I'm like, because I just saw that. I'm like, I don't know about this one.
So what it is, it's directed by Jerry Seinfeld, and it's if you I watched the Weird Al Yankovic movie, so it's like a play on Weird Al's life and how like blown up it is and how like over the top it is and how fake it is type thing. That's basically what this whole movie's about.
Interesting.
It's over the top. Like there's Kellogg's Post and they live like across the street from each other. It's like how we had like the race to the moon. In this movie, it's the race to create a Pop-Tart. And
Oh,
like,
that's, yeah, okay.
yeah, that's how the idea of the what it's
So they
going to be.
decided to do this just because Pop-Tarts got so much like pizzazz because of the goddamn Pop-Tart bowl
I think so.
and people eating a Pop-Tart alive.
Yep. I think But it has, while we're looking at it, we could do Red Notice.
Ooh, yeah. We haven't, we never,
I
I
never
never did
got,
drop into that one.
did not do that, but for The Rock,
I heard it was bad too. I heard it was bad.
I
I
don't
mean,
know if it's,
it was a direct Netflix movie, so it's not that surprising.
I would say, I don't know if it's that bad. I think it's getting a sequel. So,
Yeah, but that's Netflix. Netflix fucking already gave what's his face his seconds. Like they filmed those two shit movies back to back to come out like in a month or so. The sci-fi
Cider,
film.
yeah, Rebel Moon.
God damn, was that first one bad? It was so boring.
I watched the honest trailer for it, and basically it was like, it's Star Wars. It's just freaking Star Wars. So,
Yeah, except it makes fucking J.J. Abrams' Star Wars actually look good. That's how fucking bad it is.
so with back to Unfrosted. So this is the cast. You have James Marsden, Melissa McCarthy, Hugh Grant, Christian Slater, Dan Levy, Amy Schumer, Jerry Seinfeld, Max Greenfield from New Girl, Cedric Theater, Bobby Moynihan. There's like a, it's like, if you watch the trailer, it's pretty funny because it's like someone is Tony the Tiger, someone is the Rice Krispie treats. What are they? Lep? No, not lep. The three minions, the Krispy treat.
Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah, but
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
yeah, there's people that are Snap, Crackle, and Pop in the trailer.
Interesting.
So it's like super over the top type situation of,
They're the, no, not the Keebler elves. Those are the cookie guys.
yeah,
Snap, Crackle, and Pop, I think, are just the Rice Krispie guys.
gnomes,
They're elves. They're like little
elves,
wood elves or something.
yeah, okay, so they're elves. Let's call them elves. But yeah, it's just a race to see who can do a Pop Tart first, and it looks pretty funny. What is it? And I guess the movie's based off one of Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up bits about Pop-Tarts. So,
Jesus Christ.
who would have thought about Pop-Tarts? Not me. What's the deal with Pop-Tarts?
Was never a big Jerry Seinfeld stand-up guy.
Only Seinfeld stand-up I watched was the ending at the end of every Seinfeld episode, and that was it. Even if I know that was fake and all, but that was, you know. What else do we have? I'm trying to find it here. I know we joked about it, or you know, I joked about it, and you and Keith were about the Winnie the Pooh multiverse. It's getting a little out of control already. The
I
reviews are
don't
saying
care.
it's, yeah, the reviews are saying it's really, or you know, they're making a third one, Winnie the Pooh movie already. The reviews are, you know, people liking it, and it's called bullshit, you know, or at least Rotten Tomatoes are saying it's, you know, the ratings are good, but I call baloney because of
I
what.
mean, we know Rotten Tomatoes fake now, so.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to go
Like I
trust.
don't buy, I think I'm gonna go by audience score more than anything now. Like I'm
Yeah.
just gonna go by like what people are voting on there than like actual critics, 'cause the critic stuff's all bullshit.
Yeah. Where are you, Winnie the Pooh? Because what is it? Let's see what. So, like, example, Godzilla and Kong, the new, you know, the critics are giving it a 52, but the audience is giving it a 92.
Man, I don't know about that. I doubt that movie's that good, but
Okay, so Winnie the Pooh here. Critics gave it a 3, and audience gave it a 50.
okay,
So,
so it's not good. It's a piece
yeah.
of shit.
Yeah, but for some reason people are seeing it to.
Well, because they're doing it for the meme. It's
Yeah,
like
I
you
know.
crazy people who are like, fucking fake Dracula's the best movie ever made.
Renfield?
Morbius.
Oh, Morbius. Okay, I was like, I know we're talking about Morbius, but I don't think he's a fake. He's a vampire, that thing.
Yeah. talking about how it's the best superhero movie ever made.
Wow, you got to roll with the punches on
As
that
someone
one.
who hasn't seen it yet, did they really say it's webbing time in Madam Web? Okay.
No. That's just that's like the it's
I saw
morbid
that
time.
meme everywhere and I was like, did they
No.
didn't really lean into that, did they?
No, they even the line they the he was in the forest with my mother researching spiders before she died line that took over. That's not even in the movie.
I just like, when your movie is better for, or is like more famous for its memes than the actual movie, I feel like you got a problem with your franchise.
Well, you got a problem with all your Sony movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like
Yeah.
that Sony franchise, like when it's more famous because of their memes than anything like they're actually producing. It was like when Sony thought they like that the Morbius movie was actually good because it was getting just fucking slammed on Twitch. And they're
Yeah.
like, oh, people actually want to see it. And they put it back in theaters to have like five people go see it. I'm just like, God damn, you guys really don't understand the internet, do you?
Yeah. Well, when the Morb heads came out and said, "Hey, we want to rewatch it, bring it back in the theaters," and then it got like $700,000 for the whole weekend or something. It's like,
Which I'm
gotcha.
sure in no way, shape, or form covered their cost of putting it back in theaters.
Yeah. By the way, since we were talking about Scream, the actress that got fired, Melissa Barrera, says, in an interview that she's learned that to never say never, but there's a lot of things that need to happen for her to come back.
Yeah, like the
So,
fucking head of the studio needs to fuck off.
yeah, or do one giant ass apology in front of a news conference. Like it's like the South Park apologize.
And God knows those old people are not big on doing that shit.
Nope. So like I'm with the to the for the Marvel movies for Sony, it's like all memes. I'm like I'm nervous. I'm not nervous. I'm just excited to see what type of memes come out for Kraven because the Aaron Taylor Johnson, I think I'm just off the top of my head his name, talks about how he's doing this movie because he knows there's a real yeah, I was right his name, but there's like a real reason behind the movie, and I'm just like, what are the memes coming out for this, and what are we doing to,
I just remember when I released that trailer, I'm like, oh no, this looks bad.
because it's radar. They're making this one radar, so they're trying to do something different here to, well, for radar, it's like we're. I think people wanted Morbius to radar, and they're like, nah, we can't do radar for Morbius. And now Kraven's like, yeah, we're radar.
We can't even get our CG to look okay. You want us to actually pull off an R-rated movie? That's really Sony's biggest problem, is like, them and Warner Brothers can't do fucking CG for dick.
By the way, I probably saw, about with movie sequels that Scarlett Johansson's now in talks to lead the new Jurassic World movies.
That's a decision.
Also another movie, by the way, I don't know how I feel about this because I haven't seen a confirmation besides the websites based off of, the actor, get away from me. There's Dolph Ziggler. Where are you? Christopher McDonald talked about how he saw a script for Happy Gilmore 2.
I
And
fucking saw that and I'm just like, why?
he
That's not
talked
a movie that needs a sequel.
because he talked about it on a pot on a in, he did an interview saying that, I saw the script and it looks great. And then it all of a sudden it's just like, well, he could be BSing or not BSing, but just like, yeah, I saw a script. It looks great that he wrote, 20 years ago, blah, blah, blah. Like we're not doing it. But then all of a sudden, like all the media outlets on Twitter's like, it's been confirmed. I'm like, I'm waiting for a confirmation from Adam Sandler. I'm not waiting from Shooter McGavin.
I mean, to be fair though, we know the Sandman will make anything of trash nowadays for
Hey
whatever
man,
reason.
when Netflix gives them like 200 like $1 billion basically to make 8 movies here, just do whatever. Like
And put in no effort while he does it.
I've heard mixed reviews about his new one, the space one.
Oh, that actually looks interesting because that looks like an actual like movie.
It's an actual movie. Yeah.
Like, it's not just fucking like I got a hot lady that I get to make out with in this
Yeah.
shitty film.
But hey, you gotta give it up to him that he knew he for what he's doing, he's like, well, I'm not an attractive man, so I'm just gonna get an attractive girlfriend or a fling or this in every movie, and I get to go to locations for these movies. Like, he got it. I'll give him his credit. Like, he got it,
I mean, he worked the system.
yeah. Like, he started slow with Madison Gilmore, Waterboy, Little Nicky, but then once he got the money, it's like, oh, we're gonna go to Peru for our movie. Okay, we're new the grown up movies. Like, oh, we're gonna do at this, cabin, blah. And it's just like, okay, you get to live the life of.
I mean, if Netflix is willing to foot the bill, then.
Oh, they are, they are. I know it was like last mur whodunit murder mystery was actually. I saw them both. They're okay. They're not boring, but it's like they actually did like a lot of. I want to say they gained a lot of viewership. Like, they got a lot of views.
Well, yeah, people love the Sandler movies. That doesn't make them good.
I did a IMDb check on him a while back, and like to see how many movies I've seen of Adam Sandler, and there's a lot. Like, I think I stopped on a frequently one in the after, let me see, after The Longest Yard, I want to say. Yeah. No, Grown Ups. I saw Grown Ups, and then after that, it was just like, okay, I'm not, I'll see it when I'm down the line. Like, the producer loves, like, just go with it. The other one, Aniston, and she likes Jack and Jill. She loves Blended. Hotel Transylvania was okay. But there was like, I think I've seen like 30 plus movies of Sandler. But yeah, his
There's just
new.
too many of the hotel. There's like five Hotel Transylvanias now.
He's
Like, and
not
they've turned
even in
into
it.
like direct to like streaming now.
Yeah, he's not even in it anymore. He's not even the voice.
Oh, is he not? That's funny.
He did the first three, but then there's Amazon Prime has a TV show or the direct to Amazon. He's not even that voice anymore. So they got someone who sounds like him to be him.
Not that hard to do nowadays.
Yeah.
Voice actors are very talented.
We're getting a Freaky Friday 2 as well.
Which one?
Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sure, why not?
Right?
No one will see that.
Yeah, why not? Just, you got a movie? Let's make a sequel. You got a movie? Let's make a sequel.
Well, apparently Lohan's trying to like revive her career now that she's kind of like out of her dark place, so.
Yeah. She's making a lot. She's made a couple,
Oh, maybe it'd be like a okay. You know what? If I think about what it could be, where it could be like, obviously Jamie Lee Curtis is now grandma,
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan is now mom, and they introduce some new young actress to be the kid, and then they all swap bodies.
As a three-way.
Yeah, maybe then I can buy that, and that can actually work. And I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis can raise up anything, so I've instantly flipped if that's what they're gonna do, because
Okay.
that actually sounds interesting.
I want to say if you I'll leave it. I won't mention it because it'll spoil something down the line. But yeah, she's in something I did not see her coming in, and she was fantastic, but it's also
Are you talking about the newest Mean Girls?
no.
Oh, because she did a cameo in that.
No, it's something different. I don't want to spoil it for you. 'Cause I think you will watch it down the line. I don't want to even
Sweet.
lead into what it is. So
Now
you can
I'm
keep
so
it.
intrigued.
Yeah. So Keith sucks. That's all I got. Haha. Switch. No. Thank. That's a
I
sweet
mean,
segue.
that's just always true.
Yeah. New Boondock Saints movie. Never got into those. Never seen any of them. Like Norman Reedus and like William Dafoe. I don't know,
They're really
Hitmans.
like just stretching for IPs right now, aren't they?
They really are. It's just I'm looking at franchises, and it's like, oh, we have, we talked about last week, Alien. Beetlejuice.
To be fair, We actually are kind of high on those two franchises getting
Oh,
redone right now.
yes. You know, we have.
I don't understand what Keith was talking about with that Alien trailer. I'm like, it looks like they're trying to go back to the first one. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Like, there's even talks of a Popeye the Sailor Man movie. Like, do we really need a Popeye movie? Nobody watches that anymore.
No. But I mean, that's one of those things that like it could depend on how it's done. 'Cause like if you told me they were making a new Garfield movie, like I would have been like, nah, that's fucking dumb. Why are they doing that? But then I watched the trailer, and even though it's Chris Pratt, I'm like, fuck. That was actually kind of a funny trailer.
Well, or you'd be excited for the new Cat in the Hat animated movie?
Probably not. But
Bill Hader.
I'm very anti like redoing the like Dr. Seuss stuff because like the originals are so iconic to me. Like I'm
Yeah.
very anti the fact that there's like 17 different like How the
Yeah.
Grinch Stole Christmases. So,
Yeah. Well, there's going to be another Cat in the Hat with Bill Hader being the cat.
but it's a cartoon.
Animated, yeah. Quinta Brunson is going to be in it. Bo and Yang. I don't watch. I'm not going to butcher her name. She's from Doctor Strange in the Multiverse. She's the girl that could go into different universes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who you're
Her
talking about.
and Matt Berry from What We Do in the Shadows. They're all voices.
I mean, I guess that's fine. There's not like Cat in the Hat's like an iconic book, but like, and it's been done, obviously, a live action, and they've done cartoons of it, but like, I don't think any of those are quite like they nailed it iconic.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Give it
whatever. Take
another
another shot at it.
yeah, right. Like it's like yeah, you didn't it failed, so give it another shot. Like with Popeye, it's like Robin Williams did one in the 80s. It's been 40 plus years. Why, you know, the TV show's not even there's
And
not
like,
even a TV show.
are you doing a cartoon? Are you
Live
doing
action.
like,
Live action.
ugh, yeah, no, that's a call. That's weird.
Never ending story live action movie is on adaptations are on the way.
That's a, okay, sure.
You know, I'm literally scrolling through IGN right now, and it's just like, and this movie's gonna be happening, and this movie's gonna be happening. It's like, why? Then here's Madame Web. There we go, because Madame Web's already on freaking digital. I digress. I digress. Madame Web, Web in time. You know what? Let's talk about it now. You know where it grinds my gears is, you know, we're gonna let's what have we watched and what we haven't watched, you know, what were we watched
You're still
segment.
mad about this IGN review?
Yeah, yes I am. I'm looking on IGN. I don't know why I'm so you betrayed me. So last week we saw the new Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but it's coming with mixed reviews to a point of like IGN. I kind of like going to them. I do like going to them to be like, hey, what, you know, who. What's the review? You know, what do they give movies? And I go, okay, that's interesting, interesting. But when you give Ghostbusters Frozen Empire a 4 and you give Madame Web a 5, how dare you?
Bro, IGN's reviews have been bought and paid for like years. It just
Yeah.
means that they've that fucking whoever makes the Ghostbusters movies didn't pay for a good review.
And if you go, and they gave, Afterlife a 9, so you can see there's that. With if you go to Frozen Empire for Rotten Tomato, the critics out of 250 people reviewers gave it a 43, while the audience is at 84 over 1,000 reviews. So
Yeah, like,
it is a pretty split decision, you know, halfway down the middle for a lot of people.
I mean, I'm not gonna like deny the fact that the film has its issues. It's definitely not as clean as Afterlife was. But I also think there's just a weird, like, especially from reviewers, there's a very like anti-camp like stance nowadays. And like the movie, it was just camp. Like it was Ghostbusters. I'm not really sure what people were expecting.
It's not an Oscar bait movie. It's not a big Marvel movie franchise. It's just Ghostbusters. You know, I'm a, you know, diehard Ghostbuster fan to a point where I wore a jumpsuit to the movie and I was burning the hell up in it. Okay. I was trying to find ways to roll the sleeve up and, but it just was not working. I was dying of heat. You know, the flight suit came down a little and I still had a good time. Like, I'll be honest, Richard. Me text you saying, hey, are we potting? I was returning. I saw it again this morning.
Oh, nice.
And it's a little smoother the second time around. Because you know what's going to happen type scenario. So it was an easier watch for me this time around. Still enjoyable. Like, if, you know, when our, you know, glazing and all that, you know, out of five, I would give it a because of seeing it again, 3.25.
Yeah, I'm a flat 3 on it. Like I said, it's fine. It's a perfectly fine popcorn flick. It's nothing like, it's not offensive in any way. Like, I think all the acting in it is a good to excellent. I just think like the pacing and the overall script were pretty weak. Like, the script didn't know what it wanted to do, and it kind of led to like weird arcs in it.
Like you had, you know what? My joke is you had like six storylines weaving and raving, trying to intertwine into each one, and some hit, some didn't. Like again, this time around, it was like, okay, it was easier to watch this time than it was the first time.
The kids just were very poorly written in this film too. Like, it also feels so all of the kids being back, but it's in New York this time, and just like kind of like having throwaway lines of like, fucking internship and
Yeah,
all that shit. Like, what I
Lucky's doing
thought.
an internship. Podcast is doing, he is at space camp for the week or
Yeah, he lied to his
summer. Yeah.
parents. Like, it just, I don't know. It wasn't well conceived in my book. And like, overall, like, I think the villain's really cool and stuff, but more time could have been spent on like building up the villain.
It's Ghostbusters 2
It's
with
very
it.
much Ghostbusters too, yeah.
It's like, there's the villain, but he won't, you know. He'll be there, but you know, not as long as you want him to be. But like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, I texted you jokingly, like I would do anything and everything I can to make sure we kept getting movies. Like Paul Rudd was great. I was like, what's different about Paul Rudd this time? Oh, he's Paul Rudd now. Like he is just playing himself. Like he doesn't have the long hair like he did in the first one. It's the Paul Rudd look.
Yeah, because I did not like him in Afterlife, but thought he was actually much better in this one.
But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, you know, I know you said it even on the trailer, like it's gonna be such a nostalgia, you know, ridden type thing of like it's just gonna be is a and a lot of the reviewers too, like, if you just want to go for the nostalgia, this is for it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Sure, there's a couple things here and there that are from the first or second movie. But it's not like it's hampered like the Afterlife was. Like
Yeah,
after,
I didn't find it that bad.
like
Like,
listen,
if of all my complaints of the film, it's definitely not that.
like with Afterlife, they're like, here's a Crunch Bar. A Crunch Bar was just shown in the first one, saying to Egon, "You deserve it." That was it. Like there was nothing else to do with a Crunch Bar. The Twinkie in the glove department, like. Do we really need it in Afterlife? Like, do we really need a Twinkie to, you know, like watching a second time, I did catch a lot more of stuff of like, oh, there's this, oh, there's that. Like, I caught that this time around, but I'm like, oh, I'm so nostalgia filled because of this. And it's like, no, I'm just like, you know, it's a good movie. It's just a good, like, popcorn movie. You can just sit down and watch 2 hours and just like, okay, that was fine. That was entertaining.
Honestly, it was just a weird release time for it. I feel like this was just poor, like a bad window to release it in.
Well, because it's now going up against Godzilla and Kong, and I told you how I was going to maybe try to do a double feature, but like this leading up to the day, I'm like, don't get me wrong, I don't mind going to sit another 2 hours in the movie theater, but like just the reviews are like just seeing online, it's just like, you know, if you want to see a movie, you know, it's an okay movie, and but I don't know, I might go see it next week, but I think Fall Guy comes out next week, so I have to go see that. But to all your haters, because they're even doing for Ghostbusters, they're doing an animated TV show for Netflix.
That makes sense. That worked really well the last time they did that. So it makes sense to do it again.
So they're doing that again. So like, Ghostbusters, like being a Ghostbuster fan and a diehard, being like, please, for the love of Pete, just make more movies. I don't like this movie, the new one, like, entails like, well, they're trying to start a bigger franchise with it. So, you know, we could have different teams or different, you know, spin-offs, like the Greg Miller tweet that you showed me. It was just like, that's a perfect good idea for Ghostbuster movies, of like, it's not takes place in New York, it's in Arizona, you know, like, so like, they you can give us all the give me all the Ghostbusters. It's just, you know, I don't want to wait another 20 years for a sequel to, or a reboot, a soft reboot. Like we talked about earlier with Pirates, Top Gun, Star Trek. Like, this was Afterlife for me was a solid soft reboot to get the franchise a going again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which it finally, as a franchise, it just hit $1 billion already.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So, I did watch the newest episode of X-Men 97. And was that it for me this week? For, yeah, for me, there's that.
I watched a lot this week, and I don't know why. It was just a very, like, I caught up on my anime. I can't remember what that show's called right now. But then I watched the newest Mean Girls, which was fine. It's the complaint I had when they originally released it, where it's just like it was too soon. Like I didn't need a new movie so soon. Even though this is just the musical redone and stuff, like it's still just the movie that's still very like not that old to me. So it feels still weird that it got released. Movie's fine, but like just seems weird. Then watch my Bad Batch. That's still doing awesome. And then yeah, Ghostbusters.
How much more do you have Bad Batch? They want you. Are
If
you gonna?
they're doing the same amount of episodes they've done in the previous seasons, there should be seven more episodes.
Okay.
And then one this week was so good. It brought back a character from the Clone Wars era, and it was just like, hell yeah, awesome.
Then you jump back to Mando and all that to
I'm doing
go.
that like in between because I
Oh,
start,
okay.
I've almost, I'm on to the Mando episode of
Boba
Boba
Fett.
Fett.
So you're like
On a
final
second
three.
rewatch, I kind of like Boba Fett even more than I did the first time. Like
Oh, okay.
it's outside of like the stupid speeder bike color thing and the slowest high speed chase ever. It's really not that bad. I just like, I don't know. I've been digging it so far. But now that like we're into a Mando episode of Boba Fett, I'm just like, this is weird. They shouldn't have done this.
Yeah. And I think for upcoming, I know I want to try to see, I think Fall Guy comes out next week. So I'm gonna try to, we can try and hit that up.
Yeah, down for that. I'll probably go see because I've made Tuesdays have become my go to see like movie day.
Oh, okay.
Because one, at our local Cinemark, movies are only $5 on Tuesdays.
I tell my parents that and they don't listen.
But like, so I just like once the wife gets home, she looks after the kids, I go see a movie. It's not that bad. So I'll probably
Okay.
go see Kong on Tuesday
Yeah,
and
nice.
just be like, cool, I saw this. And it'll continue to be a bad movie. The only good movie since the Godzilla reboot is the first Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Everything since then, I'm just like, man, these are movies.
I enjoyed them all. Like, I it's those things that, like, to me, they're just what we've talked about. It's a popcorn flick. Like, you know, like, I do hate the kid storylines and all the other ones. It's just like, we don't need a child in a Godzilla Kong movie.
This will technically be my first of the Godzilla like reboots that I'll see in theaters. So everyone else has been like,
I saw the first one, the Cranston, in theaters, and I've seen the rest are all at home. That's it.
that's probably an okay to do it because the Cranston one is like far and away the best one.
Because, like, you know, we saw Godzilla Minus One in theaters, and I'll probably see Godzilla. I might see Godzilla in theaters. I don't know. I was, like I said, I was planning on doing a back to back, but my hypeness for the new ones kind of has started to deflate. Even not looking at reviews, just like, you know what? How long is this
Dude,
movie? 2 hours.
just the trailers. I'm like, that movie's gonna fucking suck.
And then they'd show the trailer before Ghostbusters, and the producer's like, did they just spoil everything? I'm like, yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see it just because I've committed to the franchise at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm not all that interested in seeing it.
Yeah. Another thing we're gonna be watching, baseball, and a lot of it.
I know opening day was so great. I mean, outside of your team winning, which was
And
awful. Oh, The Late Night with the Devil is out. Maybe I'll see that too.
thank you. I was gonna bring that up. So the funny thing about the Late Night with the Devil is, like, the last Sunday, the box office for it for 666666, like 600,666. Yeah, it's just like all sixes, and it's just like, that's pretty funny that.
I call bullshit.
Well, that's what the website say. So,
I call malarkey.
is it Mark Malarkey you're talking about?
Possibly.
Possibly. By the way, last thing before we head out, you're gonna get Blue Milk when it hits the shelves next month.
No, it's fucking dumb. I hate that type of shit. It's so stupid. I don't even like regular milk. I don't want your weird blue Star Wars milk sucked straight from a titty.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I don't. Like, why would I want them stuff from Aunt Peru? Like, I don't know. That's weird. It's not like
There's any burnt crisps in it, you know?
I don't need anything from three movies that don't exist.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I probably won't. We're forced a third man to do it, since he loves trying all the new things at the like fast food joints and stuff of but anyway. Well, that being said, you can go to nocellentertainment.com. That's right, nocellentertainment.com, where you can find all the things we do for you. You can find us all on the social medias, on Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, and the No Sell Discord. You can also see Keith on his, I guess rumors he's doing stand up in South Carolina, Virginia, wherever he's at. He's doing stand up. It's his proneness, as he would call it, about feet. So got that
Does love
going.
feet.
He does love feet, and he, 100%, he loves feet. He can't deny it. He can't rebut it. But anyway, you can find his stand up somewhere. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts.